Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us, former New York City Council Speaker and one-time mayoral candidate Christine Quinn. She joins us this morning, and she's recently been named president and CEO of WIN, which serves about 12,000 homeless families each year in New York City. She's in Albany to attend Governor Cuomo's State of the State address this afternoon. Good morning, Ms. Quinn.
Good morning.
Glad you're joining us. Tell us a little bit more first about your organization.
Well, thank you. At WIN, we are the largest provider of shelter and permanent supportive housing to homeless families in the city of New York. And I think a lot of folks don't realize that actually the majority of people in shelter in New York City are families. In fact, this is startling. 20% of the people in shelter in New York City are under five. And actually, the vast majority of the families in New York in shelter are headed by women, and over a third of them are working. So I think a lot of the images and sense that folks have about who is homeless in New York City is not really accurate. And one of the things we're trying to do at WIN, in addition to serving these families and helping them break the cycle of homelessness, is really remind New York about the forgotten face of homelessness, which is families and children, and make sure that government is responsive to their needs as well as the needs of single homeless people.
Speaking of, the governor, Andrew Cuomo, recently had an executive order, issued an executive order to remove homeless off the streets in the event of below freezing weather. And there was some pushback there. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, for us at WIN, where we represent families, thank God that phenomenon of families on the street isn't really what we're battling with every day. What we're battling with every day is record high numbers of families in our shelter and other shelters, and it becoming harder and harder, even though those families, many, many of them are working, for them to be able to get out of shelter with their children and really break that cycle and stabilize their lives. Now, the winter obviously is a time when, given the harsh conditions, we're all thinking about the plight of homeless people, but we need to make sure we really come together as a city and a state and stop what seems to me like a little bit of the finger pointing and blaming around homelessness, and recognize that this is a problem we can solve if we all just stop pointing fingers and we come together.
So with that in mind, the State of the State this afternoon, what are you hoping from the governor in regard to this issue and any other issues?
Well, you know, I'm hoping that the focus on homelessness that we've seen from both Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo, continues. Obviously, the governor's promised us an announcement of a large state plan around homelessness. I hope that families and the needs of children are included in that. I hope the reality that more resources are needed in shelters to make sure we have holistic services, child care, job training, support and counseling for people who are victims of domestic violence, mental health services, substance abuse, that we're getting resources to have those kind of services at a high level in our shelters is something we hear today. I hope we also hear from the governor that some of the longstanding and somewhat silly and overly complicated regulations that are on the books that sometimes put more red tape before homeless families than we need, that those get gotten rid of. And I hope we hear from the governor ideas and plans about permanent housing and supportive housing and what we can do to open up the doors more widely to help people get out of shelters and stay out of shelters. Because one of the things that's important is we need to realize that sometimes people are ready to leave shelter, but they still need a little extra support to get stabilized in their home so they don't come back into shelter, because they may never have had a real permanent home before. And those kind of resources are not large in the scheme of a state's budget, but they're incredibly critical to that family. So those are some of my hopes for later on this afternoon.
There has been a well-publicized fight, obviously, between the governor and the mayor, de Blasio. We're hearing about some friction even with the mayor and Senate Republican Majority Leader Flanagan. Do you worry that some of these internecine fights will hurt the city's chances for funding, including for the homeless?
Well, Look, my job in part is to worry about the 4,700 people who stayed with us in a WIN facility last night. Part of my job is to worry about the 2,700 children who stayed with us at WIN last night. And what I want is everyone to stop worrying about, you know, who said what or who did what first, and recognize that what we need to be fighting for are those families and those children, and not fighting against each other. Because politics has nothing to do with their world. They're going to wake up in a shelter this morning. Some of those children are going to have to take multiple buses, over 2 hours to get back to the school that they know where they used to live. And their day is going to be a million times harder than a child who was lucky enough to sleep in a home last night. The fight needs to be for them, not any two or three people against each other.
Christine Quinn, she is the former New York City Council Speaker and President and CEO of WIN, which serves about 12,000 homeless families each year in New York City. Christine, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.